Praise God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for breathing the breath of life in each and every one of us here on this line, Father God. Thank you for the power that you've given us to decree and declare, Father God. We bless your name. And with this power, Father God, we decree and declare that we are the blessed of the Lord. We decree and declare that we are anointed of the Lord. We decree and declare that we are a yes to God's will. We decree and declare that the blessings we receive added rich are rich and add no sorrow. We decree and we declare that wisdom is in our lives. We decree and we declare that we are favor rights of the Lord. We decree and we declare that we attract positive people. We decree and we declare that no weapon that is formed against us will ever prosper. We decree and we declare that we are mighty and powerful of the Lord. We decree and we declare that our voices are amplified in His will. We decree and we declare God's word in us is healing. We decree and we declare that God's word in us is powerful and truth. We decree and we declare that we have sight beyond sight. We decree and we declare that our bodies are a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. We decree and we declare that we are vessels of the Lord, Father God, and this body is not ours, but this body is His. We give it up to God, Father God, and we let God move through us. We decree and we declare that our word is law. Now, Prophetess Darlene, let's open up the line and speak in our heavenly language. Rosha Talabakatana
Thank you. Prophet Stephen.
Father, we thank you this morning for the blood of Jesus. We thank you because it's by, through the blood of Jesus that we have access into your presence. We thank you for the forgiveness of sin. We thank you that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. We thank you today, Lord God, that we don't come in shame, Lord God, but we come redeemed, blood washed through the word and through the blood of Jesus. And Father, we declare that we are the body of Christ and Satan has no power over us, but we have overcome evil with good. We thank you that we belong to you, Father. We thank you that we are sons and daughters that know your voice, and a stranger we will not hear, Father. We thank you today that we've overcome the enemy. We thank you that greater is he that's within us than he that is of the world. I thank you today that we will not let fear or any type of evil to overcome us, O God. But we thank you that we have the Spirit and the Word dwelling within our hearts. We thank you that we're far from oppression, and fear does not dominate us, O God. We thank you that no weapon formed against your people will prosper, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the righteousness you've clothed us with, O God. And we thank you today that we're like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. We thank you that whatever we do prosper, Lord God, because we delight in you with all of our hearts. We thank you, Lord God, we're delivered from poverty. We thank you that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And therefore, we forbid any sickness or any disease to come upon our bodies. We thank you that every disease, germ, and every virus that touches our body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. We thank you for strong bodies with a strong immune systems, O God. We thank you that every organ and every tissue of our bodies function in the perfection in which you've created to function. And we prevent and forbid any type of malfunctions and immoralities in our bodies. We thank you that we'll live long and strong, and we will fulfill the purpose of God for our lives. We thank you that in this hour you're raising up men and young women. You're raising up a young group of people that will declare your word and walk in obedience and demonstrate the power of God in this last hour. And Father, I thank you, even as Paul said, my teaching and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in faith in the power of God, that our faith should not stand alone in men, but in the power of God. We thank you that in this hour you are demonstrating your glory through healing and deliverance. And Father, Lord God, I thank you that you're raising up evangelists and ministers and people. You're sending witnesses full of the power of the Holy Ghost to witness and bring change within the earth. We thank you for our harvest of souls. And we thank you, Lord God, for the body maturing and teaching how to disciple others to follow after you in this hour. We thank you, O God, for raising up prophets to hear your voice and proclaim the word of the Lord, and we bless you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 139, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for this new day that you have created, a day that we've never seen before. Thank you, God, for what you have in store for us. Thank you for your mercy, your goodness, your love, and your loving kindness, God. Thank you for drawing us together again on one accord, lifting up our voices to you in prayer. Thank you, God, for the freedom to pray. Thank you, God, for lending your ear to us and hearing our prayers and the desires of our hearts and the desires of the hearts of your people, God. Bless your people who are listening in on the call in a mighty way. Bless them, God. Strengthen them. Touch their bodies. Touch their minds. Forgive them, God, and cover them, God. Send your angels of protection to keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Bless the company of prophets, God. And thank you, God, for the man who came on. You stirred his heart. Stir the hearts of the rest of the men, O God, to fill this call with their voices, God. You said men ought always to pray and not faint, God. And we thank you for the men who are coming on the line, God. Thank you for the master prophet and prophetess Deborah for their vision to globalize the prophetic, to reach out to people for healing and deliverance, God. Thank you for their courage, God. Bless them, strengthen them. Thank you, God, for this list of prophets who are on the line tonight, God. Thank you for their diligence in prayer. Thank you, God, for covering them. Thank you for blessing them and prospering them and for healing them, oh God. And I thank you for your love towards me, God. Thank you for your faithfulness to me, oh God. And God, I ask you just to look upon our men, our women. Look upon the elders and be with them, Lord. And one other thing I wanted to ask you, Lord, is for those slaves in Libya. Lord, touch them and stir the hearts of the United States government to step in and do something about that crime. Thank you, Father God, for your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I just thank you for being who you are, Lord, being a faithful God. Thank you for being Jehovah Rapha and healing all the sick and shut in. I thank you for healing Prophet Cynthia Dawson and Minister Stephen Bostick and Meek Mills and lifting up the Edwards family and the Brown family in this time and the family of Aisha Cooper and all the people that's on the sick and shut-in list. Thank you for the healing. I thank you for sparing my life, Lord, and I thank you for the restoration for your people, for healing for your people, for peace for your people worldwide and a conversation of peace worldwide. I thank you for your word, the Bible, which is our foundation. And I thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their faithfulness in being a yes for ministry. And I thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan for creating a space for us to come as one to pray to you for the people worldwide. And I thank you for the people that getting a chance and getting a chance to know who you are, Lord, through your word, the Bible. And I thank you for the fivefold ministry. And I thank you for the archbishops and the bishops and the pastors and evangelists and all the teachers who's teaching the truth about who you are in your word, the Bible, Lord. And I love and praise and honor you, Lord. And I thank you for the mothers worldwide. I thank you for the wisdom that you give them to instill in us, Lord. And I thank you for the children and their comings and goings that you protect them worldwide. And I thank you for the resources that you give for all the countries that's been affected through devastation. And I thank you, Lord, for new opportunities, new business ideas, new creative ideas, new investors, the right connections, Lord. I thank you for the wealth that you give each and every family on this call. I thank you for the prophets for their faithfulness in globalizing the prophetic. And I give you all the praise, honor, in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Father God, we bless your name and we thank you for this day and this space, this opportunity to lift your name, Father God, and come before you with a midnight cry, Father God. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father God, that's in our lives, the Comforter. Thank you for strength, Father God, for each day is a new strength, Father God, and we thank you for it. Thank you for sight beyond sight, Father God, that we may see, Father God, for each other, Father God, and we may see what's ahead on tomorrow, Father God, so that we're even prepared, Father God. Thank you for right people around us, Father God, the people that can help us along our journey, Father God, the people that can be there to even strengthen ourselves, Father God. Thank you for positive people, Father God, around us. We rebuke jealous people that might try to come around us, and we rebuke evil people that will come around us, Father God. We thank you for renewing in us, Father God, restoring us and restoring in us, Father God. Thank you for revealing the enemy, Father God. We thank you, Father God, and we cancel out anything that's of evil intentions that of the enemy. His plan is canceled out in Jesus' name. Thank you for joy, Father God, and laughter in this season, and happiness in this season. Thank you, God, for you are our shepherd, and we shall want for nothing, Father God. We thank you for blessing the countries, Father God, all the countries, Father God. We hold them up for God. You're the creator of everything, and you know, Father God, what we don't know, and we thank you for covering and revealing even those things of countries, Father God. We thank you and we bless your name, God, for traveling mercies in this hour, for new network, Father God. For God, the things of 2017 are gone, but we thank you for a new blessing in a new day of 2018. We hold up the people on the sick list, Father God, that's been mentioned each and every day, God, and we hold up the people that are assembled on this line, God, and their cries out, Father God. We thank you. And even the name that Archbishop mentioned tonight, Sister Rosie, in the hospital, Father God. We touch and agree for her healing, Father God, in Jesus' name. We touch and agree for Meek Mills, Father God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for Ronald Blake, Father God. Touch the bodies, Father God. We're trusting you, Father God. And Prophet Samson, Father God, in this hour, that you give the man of God strength. This is your servant, Father God. He's been pouring out, Father God, and we thank you. A new strength, and a deeper word. Thank you, God, for him and what you're doing in this hour. Thank you, God, for our Archbishop and Pastor Jordan for their prayers for even us, Father God. We continue to lift them up, and thank you for watching over the young people and our elders in this hour. Father God, thank you for all, God, that you've been doing in our life, for we're trusting you in this hour, and we're giving you the praise for everything. Thank you for seed to sow, financial miracles and breakthrough. And thank you, God, for the teachings that strengthen us and just give us a more joy, Father God, for there's so much power that is in your word, God. And we thank you, for we are healed by your word and the teachings of the prophets. We give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Lord, oh Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against our enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When we consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings, that you care for them. Father, we just want to thank you for caring for us, Father God. We want to thank you, Father God, for life. We want to thank you, Father God, that you sent your Son, Jesus, Father God, in our stead, God. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor this night, God. We want to thank you, Father God. We want to praise and worship you, God. Father God, let worship and praise, Father God, fall upon us this evening, God. We thank you for the breakthrough, God. We thank you for who you are, God. We thank you, Father God, for being almighty, God, and we praise you for who you are. We praise you for the breakthrough and that the heavens will open, God. And Father God, as the heavens open, we begin to sing praises unto your holy name, God. We thank you, Father God, because you healed your people, God. We thank you, Father God, because you forgave your people, God. We thank you, Father God, because you have been more than enough, God. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us, Father God, power, God. You have given us authority, God. You have given us food, God. You have given us shelter, God. We thank you that in him we live and in him we move and have all your being, God. We want to thank you, Father God, and as we begin to worship, God, we just want to say thank you for all that you've done, for who you are, God, and who you've made us to be, God. We pray, Father God, that the manifold wisdom will be manifested in our lives. We pray, Father God, that we will be mature sons of God. We pray, Father God, that we, Father God, will begin to speak a word and decree a word and that it shall come to pass. We thank you for the exploits in this hour for such a time as this. We thank you, Father God, for the God nature, Father God, that we become more and more like you, Father God. Now, Lord, as we move this night, God, and as we pray, Father, we pray for direction, Father. We pray for those that are, Father God, on the prayer list. We pray, Father God, for those things, God. We're speaking those things by faith as if they were, God. We're praying, Father God, that those things come into existence, God, by faith, Father. We're praying, Father God, for all the things, all the people, God, on the list, all the people on the sick list, Father God, the shut-in. We're praying for every person on the line, God. And we're praying, God, that your word, Father God, that they recognize it's more than enough, God. And that your word, Father God, is true and it will never return unto you void, God. We thank you, Father God, for lifting us up this evening, God. We thank you for assembling us this evening, God. We thank you, Father God, for the gathering of the prophets, God. We thank you, Father God, for the gathering of the listeners, God. We thank you for those that came on the line and counted not robbery, God, to come on this line and pray, God. We thank you for the unity and the peace, God. We thank you for grace and your mercy this evening, Father. Now we pray, Father God, for our nation. We pray, Father God, for Syria, Father God. We pray for those nations that are in bondage. We pray for our government, Father God, that you will set the captive free, God, and deliver them that are bound, God. We pray, Father God, for those missing children, God. We pray for those children that have been enslaved, God. We thank you, Father God, for the release and the open doors, the prison doors of their minds, Father God, their bodies, Father God. And we thank you that the shackles are coming off this evening, Father God. We thank you that we pray according to your word, God, and Father God, and that it is so, God. Now, Father God, we pray for our leadership, Father, in this country. We pray, Father God, that our pastors, our prophets, Father God, those that are in leadership, Father God, will stand, and Father God, you will give them a creative word for our government, for our cities, for our country, Father God, for city officials. We thank you for politicians, God. We ask, Father God, that you will raise up a standard, Father God, that we would begin to speak and declare, and they would see the handiwork of our God. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us that authority, God. We thank you, Father God, that you said, command the work of my hands, God. We thank you, Father God, that you want to teach our hands how to war, God. We hear the bow shot, God. We thank you that the kingdom of God suffered violence and the violent get violent and take it by force, God. We stand, Father God, as God's in the earth, Father God. We stand, Father God, in your stead, God. And God, we thank you, Father God, that you are with us and there are more with us than against us, God. We thank you that we stand in your power, God, that we stand, Father God, in your might, God, and we stand fearless, Father God. You haven't given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind, God. We thank you that you've given us the sword of the Spirit, God, and we use and take the word of God, Father God, because we are more than conquerors, and that your word will never return unto you void, God. Put a word in our mouth, God. Put a creative word in the mouth of the prophet, God. Give the prophet, God, words of deliverance, God. Give them words of liberation, Father. Words of freedom, Father God. Words, Father God, that will break the yoke of poverty, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are more than conquerors and greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, God. Oh, God, we thank you this night, God, because we're recognizing who we are, God, in Christ Jesus, Father God. We're recognized, Father God, that as prophets, God, that we can decree a thing, God, and that our words will not
fall to the ground, and that we will walk in the anointing of Samuel, and that you will honor our words this evening, God. We thank you for every prophet. We thank you for their purpose and their destiny, Father God. And they will, Father God. You said the many plans are in a man's heart, but the Lord's purpose prevails over them all. God, they will move in their purpose. They will fulfill their destiny, Father God. We decree it to be so, God. And we thank you that the blessings of God are so be it. And amen, holy, holy, bullshit. Holy God, we thank you this evening. We want to worship you, God. We want to praise you, God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you that the heavens are opening, God. We thank you that you're reviving us, God. That we're having a revival in our personal, Father God, spirit. We're having a breakthrough in our own spirit, God. We thank you for the breakthrough tonight, God. We thank you for the revelation and the deliverance, God. We thank you, Father God, that every yoke is being destroyed this day, God. We thank you, Father God, that the heaven, hallelujah, the gates of heaven are opening, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you're pouring out your blessing, Father God, that we don't even have room to receive it, Father. Lord, we thank you this night, God. We thank you for the people, God. We thank you, Father God, for the revelation that's being given tonight, God. We thank you for the words of truth that have already been spoken and have already, Father God, gone ahead, God, to accomplish what it's sent to do, God. We thank you, God, that your word, hallelujah, has already been sent ahead, God. And it's already, Father God, you're already answering prayer, God. You're already delivering your people, God. We thank you that it is finished, God. And we thank you for the manifestation, God. And we thank you for the testimonies that were coming in, God. We thank you for the people, God, that you're waking up your people, God. I thank you that you're awakening them, God. And we thank you, God. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, God. Hallelujah, God, and we thank you tonight, God, for it is well, God. It is well with our soul, God. It is well, Father, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, God. Thank you, Jesus.
We give you the glory and we give you the honor and we give you the praise, God, for your strength. We thank you for renewing us even now, Lord Rabbah, as we bask in your presence. Lord God, we thank you because even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon you, God, shall renew their strength. Thank you for renewal, God. We shall renew our strength. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Thank you, Lord God, that we mount up, for the strength to mount up and go forward. Thank you for the strength to mount up, Lord God, and stand. Stand on the wall and stand in the midst and stand in faith. God, we stagger not at your promise, but we know that you're able to fulfill what you have promised. We thank you, God, that we stand on your word, because you said before one jot or tittle of your word fell, heaven and earth shall pass away. We thank you, Lord God, that we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of the sinner, nor do we sit in the seat of the scornful, but our delight is in your law, and in your law we meditate day and night. And we are trees, God, planted by the rivers of water. And we bring forth our fruit now. We bring forth our fruit now in this season. We bring forth our fruit without delay. And also our leaf shall not wither. And whatsoever we do, prosper. We thank you, Lord God, for prayer. We thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of unity. For you declared in your word that nothing that we have put our mind to do will be impossible unto us. And God, we stand in agreement for your healing for the people of God on the prayer list. Lord God, we thank you, God, for restoration and repair. We thank you, Lord God, for redemption. We thank you for deliverance to the captives. Lord God, we speak as Ezekiel spoke to the dead man's bones. We speak to every dead situation and command life. Every dead relationship, God, and command it to be resurrection. Every, Lord God, torn and strained relationship in the family, we decree and declare healing and repair. Lord, every marriage to be strengthened. Oh, God, every single person on the line, let them be healed and made whole and prepared for marriage. Lord God, remove every blockage. Remove every scar. Remove every heartbreak. Remove depression and discouragement. Remove, oh, shekata kabashanda. Lord God, every thing that's hanging over the heads of your people that causes them to believe that they cannot find love and find companionship. We remove it, God. In a unified force, we remove the stone, God. Hallelujah. And we command freedom and healing. We release love and relationship. We release companionship, Lord God, godly love, godly companionship, according to your will, according to your word. In the name of Jesus, we sing unto you a new song, for you have done marvelous things. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Your right hand has gotten us the victory. We thank you for victory and breakthrough. And we bless our Archbishop. We strengthen him. And we cover him. And we speak honor unto him, Lord God. We strengthen his hands in this season. And we stand against every force of darkness that will come against him. And Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, strengthen Abakarabasha. And we cover them with your mighty blood of Jesus. And we lift up and cover and speak to protection over the first family in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall ever prosper, and every tongue risen against them is already condemned. And we thank you, Lord God, that as we cover them, you cover our households. As we speak protection over them, you protect our families and our loved ones. The blood of Jesus prevail. The blood of Jesus prevail. The blood of Jikarabasha. The blood of Jesus prevail over every household that's represented on this call. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you the glory. Hallelujah. We give you the honor and we give you the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Wow and wow, people of God. I tell you, I can go another hour. I feel the anointing, and I know you feel it too. I'm just going to open your line just for a few seconds, just let you just give God some praise. Even Amen and amen and amen. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we thank God for the Spirit of liberation and deliverance on this line even now. Amen and amen. Bear with me as I try to shift so we can do the announcements. Amen. Amen. Join Archbishop Jordan for a live conference call Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. And as you know, the supernatural manifestation prophetic revival is still going on through the 31st. You still have time to join these services. Amen. The people of God are fasting and praying, amen, for a mighty move of God. And God is responding with his power and his glory in the house. Amen. And even those who are, amen, experiencing the prophetic movement through the one-on-one with the prophet, even on over the conference line, amen. God is moving, amen. And the revival services are 6 p.m., amen, each night. And, well, Saturday is no longer, because this is the last week. Amen. So you still have a few more days to be a part of this move of God. And one thing I love about the word that I heard on today, the man of God, the prophet Samson Amatang, was teaching about the offerings, teaching about giving, amen, and how giving, amen, is your altar, is giving of yourself, amen, is your sacrifice, amen, and God answers your seed, amen. And I know you have petitions up before the Lord as you come to these calls every night, and I'm challenging you, amen, to sow, amen, a seed, amen. Letting God know, number one, thank you, Father, for this space to come and seek you. And thank you, Lord God, for the answer. Amen. Text to give, text donation at 646-762-0433. And amen. We still have a couple of more days to bless our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. This is her birthday month, and you don't want this month to pass without saying, Pastor, we bless you, we love you, we strengthen your hands, we stand with you, and thank you. Amen. Text PASTOR to 646-762-0433. Amen. And Prophecology, amen. The registration is closed. The registration is closed. The registration is closed. Amen. And you may still attend the Prophecology 23rd through the 26th if you secure your own hotel room, or if you choose to commute to attend the conference. Is $2,500. Amen. And you will be able to participate in all of the services, amen, that will be taking place at the conference. Amen. If you have completed your Book of the Month 3, go ahead and set up your Book of the Month 4. Amen. Now is the time to set up your Book of the Month 4 for the July Prophecology. Amen. Pop Life Radio, 12 noon, Monday through Friday. Amen. They are discussing prophecology. They are discussing poem, the prophetic order of Mar Elijah. Amen. Go onto these calls, and they're interactive. You can ask questions, amen, concerning the conference, finding out more information, and also information if you have questions about prophecology. Amen. 8 p.m., join Prophet Joshua Jordan, the eldest son of our Archbishop, and Lady Deborah. Amen. This man of God has been teaching out of his heart. Amen. God has been using him, and God is moving on these calls. Amen. You don't want to miss. Amen. And submit your prayer request at PastorDeborahJordan.com. www.PastorDeborahJordan.com. And join us for another Midnight Cry each night, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Join our very own Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, our leading lady. Amen. Whose God has given this vision of prayer to. Amen. Let us continue to stand with her as she stands with us. Amen. God bless you is our prayer. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Peace.